sorted out here, but this is quite literally my experience, and others will have had other experiences, or none maybe, I don't know. But I just pray that you will be inspired by something within this service or within my experience to know a little bit more, or want to know a little bit more about the Holy Spirit. Most of you that are here will now know that my go-to thing to do when I need to really talk to God is to pull on my walking boots and invite him along. This is what I did the other morning as I was struggling for a way to explain quite how much I need the Holy Spirit in my life. And I really do need him every moment of every day. My prayer was, Lord, how on earth can I explain what I have with you and how what we have has grown? I was walking along a fairly wide track, and the thought came to me that I was in a relationship that had grown. And the way to explain this was, when you work with somebody, you don't often get to know them, you just work alongside them. But if you get to know them, it's different. This is how it was with me and the Holy Spirit. I had been a Christian for many years and sort of living daily with the Spirit within me, as in the working through life with him, but not really befriending him. It seemed at the time to work pretty well for me. I got on from day to day. And then I seemed to be being called to more challenging projects. I began praying that I could learn to listen to the Spirit's leading, because I was aware that I couldn't do these things on my own. But it seemed impossible to know the difference between what I wanted and what might have been the Spirit's leading. I kept up with that prayer. Lord, help me to understand. Please help me to understand. Like learning another language, it slowly became clearer. I had realized that he was my friend, my guide, my inspiration, and I started to trust in him, really trust in him. I was still at this point when I became a leader, deacon of this church here. The rest I think you know, or have at least realised, God really has got this and this. Now, back to my walk. As I walked, the path became much narrower. The narrow road had a different viewpoint, and in this instance, it was far more far-reaching. I realised that what I was being shown was the view into the future, and our future is absolutely incredible. It really is. This narrow road in my imagination was beautiful, with flowers popping up along the verges as I walked by, and because I love smelly flowers, Ken used to say, they were all perfumed flowers, beautiful perfumes, and then I started thinking of the perfume of Jesus. As I walked, I prayed, Lord, show me how to open their eyes to what you have for them. He reminded me of some Bible verses that I had read a few days before. They come from 2 Kings, chapter 6, and they're verses 16 and 17. And they are when Elisha prayed that his servant would see the army of the Lord, ready and prepared to defeat the earthly army that had come to capture them and deliver them to the king for who knows what. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha and himself. My prayer for you all is that you will befriend this spirit who is in you. If you love our Lord Jesus and move and walk in his presence, just befriend him. He is there. This narrow road is not separate to the wide road that the rest of the world walks. It is within it to enable us to show others how beautiful it is to walk. Listening to the services of recent weeks, as John has referred to, I could feel the Spirit at work. I wasn't here those weeks, so I listened as some others have online. And I mean, Graham Jefferson's observations on what Jesus is doing this side of the ascension were astounding and spirit-led. Brian's absolute passion for you to understand how big our God is. I just wish we could, I don't think we can comprehend, but try to get there, people. Roger's vision of the dolphin leaping up out of the sea, and how this is like us when we're worshipping, we are lifted up to be able to breathe the air of heaven. Revelation, which is Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the letter to the church in Ephesus. Read again this letter and do not forsake your first love. Keep the fire and enthusiasm of your first love for Jesus. Accept and grow in your spiritual blessings. Lord, I pray that we can all do these things. And now we come to the questions that I mentioned. Firstly, would anyone like to share their own experience with the Spirit? Or does anyone have any questions about such things?